Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, are you ready to be encouraged? You know, the troublesome times we're living in, people are often focused on tribulation, the world getting darker, all this stuff with COVID and global pandemics. A lot of people are talking about technology being used to overcome the globe with evil, mark of the beast, vaccines, microchips. Yep, Brother Jim's written about some of that, seeing what's happening in the world and how some of it seems to be moving forward, coming to pass. We have to be careful what we assign to it and make sure we're clinging to God's word. So Revelation has a lot of dark, ominous stuff. People are always quoting Revelation 13, number 666, mark of the beast, forces all buy, sell, and trade to take a number. Yeah, that's all there. Two-thirds of the world dies. Death, war, calamity, disease, plagues. Yeah, it's what's coming. But for this audio, I want to talk to you about the promises of Revelation. When was the last time somebody read to you the promises from the book of Revelation rather than the destruction and the evil? Let's get at it. Revelation 2:7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcome, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. There's a promise for you. Revelation 2:17, he that heareth an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcome, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving that he that receiveth it. I love that one. A white stone with a new name. How awesome. Revelation 2, 24 through 27. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you no burden. And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give the power over the nations, and he shall rule them with an iron rod, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Overcoming, yeah, enduring, that's part of God's way to give us his promises, those who overcome and endure. Revelation 3:5, he that overcometh, there's that word again, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Christ, the King of kings, Lord of lords, will confess your name if you're serving him and you overcome. How glorious. Revelation 3:10-12. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He that overcometh, there's that word again, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. What a glorious promise to those who overcome and are obeying Christ. Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. We overcome, we get to sit at the throne with Christ. I get goosebumps just thinking about this. This is awesome. Revelation 7:14-17. And he said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them or any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Do you see what's coming? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of death, destruction, war, suffering, pain, persecution, but look at these promises. Revelation 12:11. Oh, this is Sister Debbie's favorite. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They overcame, okay, because of what Christ has done. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her, and that ye receive not her plagues. It's talking about Babylon. Come out of all sin, come out of the fallen world, and you won't receive the plagues that God is going to send. Revelation 19:6-8. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him honor, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. He's talking about the bride of Christ, his body. And to her be granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb one day. Are you going to be part of it? Are you going to be there? You got to be born of Christ, and you got to endure and overcome to get there. Revelation 20:4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them were beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. If you stand against and oppose this coming evil system, Christ says you're going to rule with him. Glory to God. Revelation 20:6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 21:3-4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things will pass away. When you see this dark world and all this sin and destruction and death, there's coming a day when that's all going to fade for God's people that will be with him. Revelation 21:6-7. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What a glorious thing to be a son of God, born a child of God. Revelation 21:25-27. And the gates of it shall not be shut all day. It's talking about the New Jerusalem in heaven. For there shall be no night there, and there shall be bring the glory and honor of the nation unto it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but that which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Are you written in the Lamb's book of life? Are you born again in Christ by the gospel? Test yourself, will you? So you can be part of these great promises. Revelation 22:3-5. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Christ is going to be our light. forever we'll be serving him. What a glorious thing to think about. Revelation 22:7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep the sayings of this prophecy of this book. Revelation 22:12-14, and behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. Last verse for you, Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Hey, those are the promises from the book of Revelation. Yeah, we heard all about overcoming, being in Christ, standing against evil, not succumbing. And when this great darkness comes upon the globe, and it's coming, and evil reigns, and a one world system, it's going to be very, very tragic and traumatic for people that are not looking for the kingdom of God, that have their hearts not set on it, that are not living for it. You won't be able to prepare then. You need to start preparing now. Are you thinking of the promises of God to come? Are you ready to cast all the things of this world away, all the material things, all the connections, all the people that hate God or people that are lukewarm in God? Are you ready to cast it all away for eternity? Go back and read those promises from God again in the book of Revelation. Yeah, again, I'll say it. There's a lot of nasty, evil, darkness, wickedness, destruction, death, pain, suffering, persecution. It's coming, as I said before. But you know what? Focus on the promises of God. Christ came. He shed his precious blood to make a way for us. He rose again on the third day to defeat death for us. He told us he's going to prepare a place for us. And he promised he's coming back for us. He's coming back for his bride. Are you ready? Are you living for him every day? Are you looking for his coming? Not church. Not trying to be a good religious person. No, are you scouring the scriptures to keep his commandments and keep his word? Are you walking in his spirit? Have you repented and been born again from above by the Spirit of God? Are you earnestly looking? Are you putting away your fear? If you're fearful about the future, you're not focused on the kingdom of God. That's all there is to it. Go back and read the promises from the book of Revelation I just read to you. They'll be a great encouragement to you. Then let go of the things of this world. They're all going to fade and be destroyed. Cling to Christ. The Lamb is coming. He is our hope and our salvation. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope you've enjoyed this. Promises from Revelation. We love you all. We're traveling on the gospel road, shining the light of Christ, calling people out of the world, getting them to wake up and see the hour's late. Evil's coming. The time is short to repent and obey the gospel. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.